You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Bat Yara Shalom pulled the basket out of the water and noticed there is a baby boy and crying. So obviously when the baby cries, it means it's hungry. And what you need to feed him?
Milk.
So here it says that Miriam and Leviah suggested to Bathia.
How all of a sudden Miriam show up?
She was
on the side of the river. And then Bathia pulled the basket for her. So how she end up being the palace next to her to suggest her?
It's not in the palace, it's right by the Nile.
Oh, it's right by the Nile, so it's still outside.
Yeah.
Okay. But didn't say she was trying to feed the baby with milk from oven, right?
Yeah, we're in a process to read to see what's going on.
How she could afford the option to go to a Jewish woman?
Right, so that's what we're trying to see, what exactly happened. So now when Miriam suggests that I'll call on the Hebrew ladies, Rashi HaKadosh explains that Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom hesitated to be nursed by other ladies. So now, when there's such a thing happens, so the next process is
to bring somebody that the Jewish lady.
No.
To give karmic.
No.
Formula.
No.
Give the baby back.
No. You don't. I'm just not sure how baby son. Yeah. You take him to the doctor.
Doctor.
Yeah. No.
But this baby is all very healthy.
What do you mean healthy? How do you know he's healthy? When he's not being fed, that means there's something wrong with him. Because without saying, you ask any doctor, they tell you. Why do you have to... Why so strange to you? When a baby is not being fed, that means there's something wrong with them. Does the stomach ache or some infection?
No.
You didn't know about this? So now here, it's very interesting that when Miriam HaNeviah suggests such a offer to Bathia, she accepts it.
Yeah, because she knew this is the Jewish boy, so he cannot go in.
What difference does it make? He's hungry, he will eat. What difference does it make? He's Chinese or Japanese, you know, what difference does it make? A difference?
Yeah? How come she appealed there? Trying
to feed
Moshe
Rabbeinu, and he doesn't want to eat, so he passed a lot of time between his time. It's not, they are not on the river, on the border, the Nile,
it's inside somewhere, it's in the palace for sure. No, they just at
the
scene
that they took the Moshe out.
So
how
they found
a
woman that could give the milk to this Moshe to eat? In the Nile, in the border,
there
are people waiting for...
Yeah, she had the maidens with her.
And she was pregnant,
yeah, obviously, yeah.
So she accepts now?
So now here Rashi HaKadosh explains that why there was a need that Moshe would be taken to the Hebrew lady. And Rashi HaKadosh brings that if Moshe is supposed to speak to Ribbono Shel Olam later on, So he's not permitted to be nursed by a non-Jewish lady. Halachically, yes.
Yes?
Yeah.
How could it be that? Because if it's eating, the mother eating non-kosher food.
Yeah, because the baby is considered as a critical man.
Oh, I
see.
Yeah.
You said that he's a metantemtah nefesh? You said that at the end when he gets older, he's a metantemtah nefesh. He's getting far from the...
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. So now here, this subject has been brought in our book of the law. It's called Yorei De'ah, Siman Samech Zayin, the 67 Siman of Shulchan Aruch, that a baby is not permitted to be nursed by a non-Jew lady. On this, there's a critical, urgent matter. So now, so the question is, if Moshe is supposed to speak with Hashem, so he didn't want to accept to be nursed, what has nothing to do with me?
We talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day.
We do?
Yeah. So if you want your tefillah to go up, you have to be to you.
Ah, to do tefillah, it means that we're speaking to Hashem.
Yes.
To say Baracha means that we're speaking to Hashem.
Yeah.
Ah, now,
you say other things that you're not supposed and it's not going to go up.
Ah, beautiful, very nice. So now here, so the law that is being designated means that, first of all, this subject has not only been decreed for Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom, because we all have semi-status of Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom. He was in a very great, high level that spoke to Hashem face to face, but we have in the same condition, we speak to Hashem. He said, Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech ha'olam, you're speaking to Hashem. He said, Baruch atah Hashem, chonen adat. So that means you speak with Hashem. So now, we have a quote in Sefer Vayikra, and it's brought that being nourished by non-kosher food causes a type of impurity. So now, there's a defective term that is used in the Torah, nitmetem, that is meaning that not being pure, it's written in the Torah without an aleph. So, Masechet Yoma, Daf Lamed Tet, the 39 pages of Masechet Yoma brings that the intention the Torah has to teach us, nitmetem means to be impure. But nitmetem, timtum, means you be closed heart. This expression that people use, open your heart. What does it mean? To cut it? What does that mean?
Huh?
To have rahamim?
Yeah.
That means to open your heart?
Yes.
So what does it mean when you close your heart?
That means you don't have no rahamim.
Don't have rahamim. So when you open, so when the Torah says that if you commit a wrongdoing, your heart becomes closed. What does that mean? That's what it means?
There's something blocking the relationship.
Let's say if someone stops at the gas station and then by mistake he uses it, and let's say it fits, maybe the car doesn't fit, but just as a sake of discussion, that he uses a diesel nozzle for his regular car. Diesel. What happens to the car? You can drive it. Okay. So now, maybe that would help us that if it's been noticed, somebody that maybe is not acting, behaving in any aspect of life. So that means he used diesel now, gasoline, because the message of the Torah here is, when you commit a wrongdoing, so then your whole system becomes closed. So that means you have no mercy for nobody. You have no, as the Persian Greek says, you become birah. That means you have no rahamim. That means you only and only become self-centered. You don't consider nobody else. Why? Because you don't need a security camera to tell you what he did last night. Because you can tell from his behavior what he did last night. You follow what happened?
Yeah.
So now here, when the Torah is informing us that by committing wrongdoing, your heart is not a Jewish heart, it's not a kosher heart anymore. It becomes mitamtem, becomes closed. What does it mean? That you don't consider nothing at all, because it's only be centered to yourself. We only considering that whatever that benefits me. Why? Because the heart is not a pure heart anymore. So this is just exactly how the wrongdoing works. The same way that you put the diesel gasoline in a regular car, the car is not practicable anymore. You cannot use it anymore. That's what Avera does to you. It's not that you did something wrong. Like part of your body, with your eye, with your hand, with your feet, with your mouth. Torah Tanoshe is teaching us, no, every Avera, it paralyzes the whole system. That's what happens.
Even if it's an Avera that you are not aware about it, someone who would something not kosher or doesn't know, doing something that is being a sin, but he doesn't know it's a sin, is also
going to... Well, yeah, it wouldn't matter, because it's a chet or avon and pesha. It is intentionally or not intentionally, but still there's a damage. But the decree or how to clean it, it might be a little different. It's a very interesting quote. The Gemara brings pesha, as you know what pesha means? Pesha. Chet avon pesha. Pesha means to make Hashem angry. Kaz, right? Pesha. It's very interesting. Pesha and shefa is the same letters. Pesha means to the extent, to even to make Hashem angry. The terrible. What does pesha mean? Shefa means? Shefa means bracha. So that means every pesha that we do, it deletes many shefa blessing that we're supposed to receive. Why? Because the system, when becomes closed, becomes disconnected from Yerushalayim, so then that means the FedEx doesn't have your address. It has a truckload berachot for you, but you don't know where to go. And that's what exactly happens. So the Moshe Abraham Shalom became a role model for us. That at the age of 3 months old, he was not willing to have a drop of non-kosher milk. Why? Because his future was very promising. He was going to speak with Ribbono Shalom. How can you do such a thing? So this brought in Yorda, Siman, Samech, Zayin. Why? To teach us, you have the same status. You speak to Ribbono Shel Olam. Baruch Ata Hashem, L'Kol Melech HaOlam, Anoten Lasech V'Bina. You have a rooster? No? What's so great about the rooster?
It sings for you.
Yeah? No, you sing the bracha.
Yeah, in the morning, before the
dawn. No. Really? No, what did you say in the bracha?
That he has
Hashem gave understanding.
That what?
To realize when to sing.
When does he sing?
Before dawn.
Before dawn?
Yeah.
Lavchin ben yom ben laila? Why do you say such a bracha? You jealous of the rooster?
No, to learn.
No, that Hashem has such a privilege to give the rooster such a chokmah. Imagine what
is. So how come you don't want to be? I'm sorry, like a monkey that climbs on the tree.
Who needs to climb on the tree?
You
need to know where to pray. You pray in the morning. So you need the rooster for that. Nobody, you cannot do
it by yourself. No, now you don't need a rooster. We have the chart, you have your phone, they tell you. Well, those that act, there are many. So,
the rooster prays Hakadosh Baruch Hu in the morning.
I'm sorry?
The rooster also prays Hakadosh Baruch
Hu. Well, the message here is the first bracha, actually, the first bracha that we recite in the morning is that we envy the rooster. Why? Because to know when it's light and when it's dark is very easy. You go out, no, we don't need it to be a rooster. But the point of the matter here is to distinguish what's called darkness and what is called lightness. This is the greatest task in life. That means sometimes you feel this darkness is beautiful light, and the lightness that is you offered, you reject it. Why? Because you're not interested. Is to you is like a darkness. But the rooster has the sechel that Hashem given. He's not going to make a mistake. That means if you become semi like a rooster to recognize, this is not permitted to do. It's a darkness. You cannot do this. Then you can sing this baracha that at least I was able to be semi like a rooster. But our problem here is we run for the darkness and we run away from the lightness. And that's what this first bracha that we say to make us realize, learn from the rooster. And Hashem is like, you know, to be a good roosterim. And it's good. Ve'yeshua, v'sala tovat.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.